Welcome to Good for a Weekend,
the podcast where two friends talk about Taylor Swift
and share your spicy confessions.
I'm Cressy Cornis.
And I'm MK Ashford.
Our third ever Swifty Confessions episode will be coming out on April 11th. It will be a very special episode because it's our 100th.
You have until April 1st to email us your Swifty Confessions to gfaweekend@gmail.com. Please include what you'd like to be called as well and your preferred pronouns.
And if you're a new weekender, here's a quick explanation of what we're looking for in your Swifty confession.
We want to hear your spiciest hot takes, embarrassing moments as a fan, unpopular opinions, hills that you would die on, your crazy fan theories, and anything else Taylor related that you'd like to confess to us.
Think of us as your specially appointed Swifty therapist.
Did you weirdly like Taylor and Maddie Healy? Are you a me defender? Do you think 1989 is overrated? Are you a Joe Alwyn apologist? Whatever it is, we're listening.
We are accepting submissions now, right now. So be sure to send yours to gfaweekend@gmail.com by April 1st. All we ask is that you please include what you'd like us to call you as well as your preferred pronouns so we can discuss your confession properly.
And we're so excited to hear what you have to spill.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly, but then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Consequence Podcast Network.
This year that matter. Barry, Quarter, Lord Taco, and Brad, not only a week away from Coachella, but how many days away from Bonnaroo?
69.
Wow, nice. Nice to see you guys. I can't believe I get to see your faces in person.
The gang's all together.
Yeah. Do we do like a air hug or something? What do we do?
We don't like to touch.
I don't like touching.
I don't want to touch.
No touching, no learning. That's my theory in life.
That's right. That's right.
Now, why are we here together today?
Well, I'm glad you brought it up.
Wait a second. Russ, why does he have a nicer mic than us?
Because I'm special. What? I only have two of those.
Wait a second.
That's right.
This is so unfair. Is your chair taller, too?
Can be.
This is really upsetting. I don't like anything about this.
Yeah. Well, it's okay, because I was going to brag on you, because the reason we're here is because you're on your way to a new job, and I wanted to point out to all the kids out there and people with dreams that you can make it in radio doing weather and sports and traffic updates.
You can fail at every level of your job and still get ahead.
Failing up. Brad
that
Steiner.
That is me. Wrote the book. So New Orleans is incredible. It's my favorite city in the world, and it's going to be the place where we end up. In fact, I mean, even driving driving up here, we were still looking at houses to buy. So New Orleans is going to be the place for us, but, you know, I got this incredibly amazing once in a lifetime opportunity to basically be a brand manager of three radio stations, one of which is in New York City. And my industry, there's just not a bigger job. There's not a bigger job in the world than doing in my industry than doing radio in New York City.
Yeah.
So when Very you get cool. something like that, and you get an opportunity like that, it's a life and game and career changer. So I don't really. As much as it hurts to leave New Orleans because we love it so much, not taking this would be one of the stupidest things I've ever done in my life.
Yeah, you have to. And I don't know about you, Russ. Well, I do know because you've been down there, but you can't see it here. It's in the other room. But I now have a map with pins of all the places I've not visited you.
That's fantastic.
And
yes.
New York, yeah.
Right.
I got to put another pin in.
Well, eerily enough, you can put Chattanooga on there, too, because you never came over.
That's right. That's right. I've never been to Ringgold. Yeah, you won't be able to see the map pretty soon.
It does sort of feel like Christmas every time we come here, because we always got to go to Dad's house. We always got to, you know.
It's like a homecoming.
We got to pet the cat. We got to ask how the fireplace is doing. You know, have you made any adjustments to the house? How's my room doing?
Yeah, it's good for us, too, because this is the only time it gets clean. You know, when company's coming. So,
thanks. Well, boy, what a job you did,
you
Barry.
Can tell, right?
What a job.
It's usually not this neat.
I see one bin of Lysol, and that's about it.
Yeah, that's just for show, too.
How do you not keep this thing from being one big dust cloud? You've got so much stuff in here. I mean, if you could, like, spin the camera around and see, like, the collectibles you have, how do you not just collect nothing but dust in here?
That's what's keeping it together. I it's awful. It's embarrassing. It's
no, it's not embarrassing. I think it's something to celebrate. How in my house everything is covered in dust. Is it because I have dogs?
We have cats.
Okay.
And we have a cat. I do clean, and I start at one end.
Uh-huh. And when you get into this other end,
and they're this room.
Uh-huh.
Now, we're remodeling the other side of this downstairs, so that's why everything is piled up.
How's the house? How's the remodel?
Yeah.
Coming?
Yeah,
what's my house? What's my room look like?
Started 25 years ago. And
just when we left the house.
Someday.
Just when we left.
When you kids moved out, started. It's a work in progress.
Right. Well, I'm just happy to see you guys anyway. What about you guys' life? What have you guys been doing? I mean, I don't really have a point of the show today other than just hanging out.
Yeah, I got nothing. Went to a show last night.
Stop it.
I did.
Wait, last what?
Last night.
Night?
I was out.
Till when?
10:15.
Oh, my God. He saw double digits.
I left early. I was good at that.
Hello, Chattanooga. Yeah, door closes.
In fact, when I left, I thought, this is perfect because it's classic. Three songs, got to go.
Yeah.
I saw five.
Man,
five.
Whiskey Myers.
I am. I'm stunned by all of this. First and foremost, why did you go out?
There were some people in town that I went to see. It was actually a business meeting more than it was a concert.
So you'll go see them at night, but you won't hang out with us at night?
Yeah.
I was
going
to say, where was my invite?
Yeah,
it was last minute. I should have invited you. I have to say, I was at Memorial Auditorium, and it's incredible what they've done to that place. I know, you know, it's Chattanooga centric, but. It's pretty cool.
Yeah.
It's pretty cool.
Well, I mean, everything's cool to somebody who's never seen anything.
That's right. It's so big.
Yeah.
I dated her once.
Yeah. This is what this looks like.
Yeah. So so you went to see a show. Dad went out.
Dad went out.
Taco, how's life with you?
It's fine.
Okay.
Yeah.
You've got a big event this
week. Why would I expect anything different?
This is Bugapalooza weekend for us. Big
Happy Bugapalooza.
Happy Bugapalooza. Yeah. Big Volkswagen show, swap meet, camp out. So that's where I'll be this weekend.
Well, I mean, if we're a week away from Coachella, there's the Coachella information that came out that I don't know if anybody's really that interested in. Weekend and Swedish House Mafia take over for Kanye, who, whether it's his decision or not, he's not doing Coachella. And the only thing that struck me about the Coachella stuff was how quickly they just have superstars just ready to go, you know. And it's not a knock on Bonnaroo; it's just a harder putt. It's a harder thing to do to get somebody to get to Nashville on a whim with a stage show than in 30 miles from L.A.
Well, it's part of what I was talking about last night was basically industry people, and we were talking about Coachella and festivals in general and the changes that we've seen since we've been doing this and in the last 15 years. As you've said many, many times, Coachella has a ton of money and can do a whole lot of things that some others can't. But the real conversation was just how things have changed. Like a lot of festivals, it was pointed out, are 2 days now, and Bonnaroo has added a day or two, really, if you... You know, if we were getting there Wednesday night, now we're supposed to get there Tuesday. That's a day and a half, depending on when you get there.
I mean, who can do that?
I know.
I mean, this, I know you can't. I know.
Russ is, he's already backed.
When you have a car for a house, it's a lot easier. It's just like, even last year, I've been reflecting a lot on especially the cancellation and then the reschedule and the amount of work it was going to take for me to do it even from New Orleans, and how in the world am I going to do that now from New York? It's one thing to do a couple of days. I don't know how these kids, I think of the Ham kids. How in the world do they get a week where they just say, okay, I'll be gone from Monday to Wednesday? I have already planned for my year next year Thursday to Wednesday for Mardi Gras. I mean,
yeah.
If I do another week of vacation for Bonnaroo, that's I'm done for the year. And I'm just, how does anyone regularly do that?
Yeah.
And this is the first time I'm really ever having to talk about like basic problems like this that the listener of this podcast has dealt with for year after year after year.
Yeah, reality.
Yeah, you don't live an hour from the farm anymore, so it's an event to get down there. Just the trip itself.
Yeah, I mean even for Barry, who you know, you can work remotely.
Yes,
but can you spend 8 days on that farm?
Work wise, or physically, or both?
Yeah, well, true.
Yeah, work wise, I could. Yeah, I can do everything from there that I can do here. I'm actually considering driving up and back, you know, at least a couple of those days, which we can do because we're so close. But yeah, the idea, I was thinking about that this last night. You know, we started going on Wednesdays because of the media day.
And that was a big move for us.
Huge.
Because, I mean, at the time, I was still a little iffy about, you know, not showering.
Sure.
And heat.
That's exactly right.
Bugs.
Yeah. That's exactly right. Now you've added a whole nother day, which really, think about it, that's Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, because things don't start till 3.
This is how a calendar works. I don't know if you know that. But you go Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday.
I think that's
never
right.
Seen one.
Yeah. Any, that's 3, right?
Yeah.
Well, but I'm just saying that so when we would get there on Wednesday night, it was great because we would rush and get everything set up, and then we could relax Thursday for things to start on Thursday. Now you've got a camp basically with no entertainment other than the Wednesday night thing that Rubus guys are planning, or some of that.
Yeah, they've got a big thing Wednesday night planned.
Overnight camping, 2 nights would be camping for me. You know, that's a big weekend, and that's on top of the festival. So it's a pretty...
So where every other festival is going in one direction, Bonnaroo's going in the other direction.
The other.
And maybe there's a really good... maybe that's a bonus for Bonnaroo. Maybe that's something that actually makes them unique and the special experience that it is. But I wonder if you're doing the math and if you're a C3 or a Live Nation, asking the question, what does it look financially if we just turn this into a 3-day, two-night event? All of a sudden, maybe the conversation changes. I don't know. You know they're having that conversation.
Oh, absolutely.
Because, they know by the penny what these things are going to give them.
Well, that's the other thing. Now they have to staff all of that, So there's a lot to it. The reason they're doing it, clearly, is the parking, the bottleneck. You know, this is their solution to help get everybody inside the festival grounds.
Right.
Right.
Yeah. Added another day and stagger the entrance.
That's exactly what it is. And, you know, we've seen in the news just this week, there's some conversations going on with the state and the city and the county about...
Well, that's... I want to get to that because because I'm not smart enough to understand that, so you're going to have to explain all of that to me. But first, have we heard anything about Coachella's ticket sales? Has Coachella sold out?
I have not heard.
Have you heard of any festival saying that they've sold out?
No.
No.
Yeah. Okay. It makes me start to wonder, because we had this conversation a couple of months ago. When we get through the first festival season out of COVID, what does it look like afterwards, and who was the one that succeeded? Who are the ones that failed? I really don't know anything about the ticket sales when it comes to any of these festivals. I wonder how well it's doing.
My thought, and again, as part of the conversation last night, is because we've all been basically, you know, shut down for 3 years, it feels like a reset. You know, everybody wants to have a festival. There's a bunch of them out there. Nice. Oh, it sounds so... great lineups, you know, here and there. They are, as we've talked about, some of them are figuring out their lanes. They're the boutiques. There's that. Which ones survive and which ones are successful? Which ones the crowds are choosing? That was sort of a conversation that we had with several people last night. Is, you know, Bonnaroo was, there were only a few, and it proved that people would camp. And then we've seen the boutique ones for people who don't want to camp, mm-hmm. who want something closer to home.
Well, the only one that I can point to that has been the overwhelming darling and the success story of the year was When We Were Young. It was so successful on the first day, they added a second day. And it was so successful adding a second day, they added a second weekend. Mm. So, you know, but at the same time, that festival is highly specific with every band that they put on there. So, and it was a market that had not been tapped in a very long time. So other than that, I don't really know how anyone's doing.
Yeah.
And it may be, you know, lineup dependent, but, you know, something tells me that it's in my gut. I just don't know if it's the lineup or if it's about our appetite for these things anymore. And I wonder if, and I may be pontificating way too large and being a tad obtuse about this, but there's just something in this that makes me feel as though the festival world is starting to lose its oomph.
Yeah.
Maybe because there's too many of them. Maybe because they've been nationalized and corporatized. And the ones that are really small and specific and homemade, they're the ones that are succeeding. I don't know. I really don't know.
Yeah, you were shaking your head.
It's hard to get excited about a festival because we've had so many years of cancellations and, you know, false starts and postponements that, you know, now you're like, I don't want to get invested in something that's just going to end up not happening again. So. Mm. Until we have several that are...
I don't know. I've dated before, so I...
There's something always brings you back, isn't there?
So until we have several that are successful, it's going to be hard to get back into the rhythm of, oh, I'm excited for this, and I'm going to plan for it and put all my energy into it.
Well, I mean, I know Russ's answer about this, but what is the excitement level for Bonnaroo right now on a 1 to 10 for Barry? 1 to 10 Barrys, how many are you giving it?
6.
Really? Okay.
Yeah, I'm about middle of the road.
Really?
Yeah, I mean...
I'm stunned. Now I'm absolutely stunned.
I want to be excited, but I just, you know, after 2021...
Were you... Okay, so you're middle of the pack now, but were you middle of the pack in 2019?
Oh, I was... No, I was way up.
At this point, the 69 days out.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah. 2019 and going into 20, I was a 9 or 10. I was, mm-hmm. there was no question, no hesitation.
Absolutely.
Part of it is, as Russ said, we've had the 2 years, there's a little bit of loss of trust, a little bit of uncertainty. We even said last year they made changes as they do every year. So there's a question of how it's going to impact us personally, which is always huge. We, you know, we've been spoiled. We know it. And we can complain and bitch if we don't get our way. I mean, you know we're gonna if we don't get what we're used to.
I'm not saying that because if I said it, I would be murdered. But I would be strung up on the street.
No, it's the truth. But the other thing, and Jeff Cuellar pointed it out when we had him on the show a couple of weeks ago, we're all getting older. You know, our expectations of comfort levels and all of that have changed.
Well, I mean, I think this is highly personal. The general public and the overall age demographic of these festivals, they're not getting older. They're saying exactly the same or getting younger. So, I mean, that's a in the bubble sort of argument. I think you and I are getting older, so our excitement level is changing.
Well, but that demographic is big enough to matter.
I mean, yeah,
they're not
really
worried about just this three.
Yeah, I know. I don't think I agree with that. This demographic may be a big one, but the demographic under us is just as big. And they've
got
money
too.
Yeah,
but are they going to go for 7 or 6 days? Has it become the rite of passage? Is it still the rite of passage that it was even 3 or 4 years ago is a question? Or has it been replaced with other festivals that have, you know, the lineup that that age group, whatever that age group wants, or, you know, EDM specific, the boutique things? You know, there are so many festivals that people can pick and choose. And the reality is Bonnaroo is a camping festival that's now 6 days, 5 at minimum. And as you said a minute ago, not everybody can do that.
I guess the point, you're right, but you back to the Jeff Cuellar thing. If you, sidebar, if you haven't listened to the chat that we had with Jeff Cuellar a couple of weeks ago, please go back and listen to that because it's so well done for him. Has nothing to do with us, but he's just such an incredibly great and gifted communicator, and he gets things so clearly to you, and especially the back half of that conversation where he talks a lot about Bonnaroo and festivals in general was really, really important. And it informs my initial opinion, which could change, but I wonder if because of what we've gone through the last 2 years, maybe we're looking for something a little different, and maybe this has become festival life. Maybe the festivals have become a VCR. It's become a little bit of a relic of the past, and we're all trying to find something a little bit more different. And if we are looking for the demographic below you and I, what am I talking about? Below me and Russ, then
the still breathing group, is that what you mean?
I like to call them the marriage. They're basically all the kids getting married right now.
Yeah.
You know that group of years where it's like 25 to 34, where it's like it's wedding season. Every year you've got from 25 to 34, it's like constant weddings.
Yeah.
That group. I wonder if that group desires something so much more different than this relic of festival life.
It's a good question. I mean, you're right. Like, my son probably has gone to 35 weddings since he graduated college, easily. Some he's in, some he's not, some are out of town. It's not cheap. I'll go back to what I said earlier. This year feels like a reset kind of year, to your point.
So you think it's just a blip? You think it's just a speed bump?
I think they're going to have to figure something out. Yeah, and I think part of it is there's this desire by everybody to get out, you know, and have fun again. And that's part of why we're seeing all these festivals and all these great lineups. The bands want to get out. How many of them survive? You know, we'll see. I don't know. I don't want to predict. And I'm not saying Bonnaroo is in trouble or anything like that. I still love it. You know, I know there are people who are planning just like they always do, Rubus folks. We heard from Kevin, or I did, from
from Camp Redaroo.
Camp Redaroo. The Beer Exchange is planned. They've got huge plans. I mean, it's still very much.
Yeah, there's a big portion that they're just ready to fall right back into it and get back into the
right
normal swing of it.
It's just are there going to be as many people?
Yeah. Also, when they open up those bathrooms, why didn't they throw a rave on top of the bathroom? You know, put a DJ on top of the bathroom when they first opened them as like a celebratory thing. I've never figured out.
Yeah, you're thinking out of the box.
Yeah. Have we heard anything about those Plaza experiences yet? You have to please understand, I hate to be a host of a podcast about festivals and not know anything about what's going on in the festival. But please understand, my life has been a complete whirlwind over the last few months, so I know nothing that's been going on. So everything that you tell me is going to be brand new to me.
You've been a little distracted.
A tad distracted. Yeah. How many messages have gone by in our text thread that I just have not seen?
Traffic and weather, that'll keep you.
Hey, it keeps you employed for a long time.
Keeps you busy.
Mm-hmm.
They released a whole lot of late night stuff for the plazas.
Oh, really?
I don't recognize any name.
Okay, well, I don't come to you for my late night recommendations, Barry.
Late night for Barry is 4 o'clock.
If there was a golden buffet, a Golden Corral buffet, maybe I'd come to you for my lineup examination. We have sweet potatoes and we have scallop potatoes.
Get there early, it's cheaper.
My headliner tonight's a dehumidifier.
Got to get that early bird. Early bird. Well, I mean, you tell me how many of those names you recognize.
Not a single one.
Air Zerth? Air Tour. You're making me read this because you can't see it. I know
that's
what you're
not
doing
true.
Right now.
That's
I know
not
what you're
true
doing
at all.
Right now. Here, you look at these and tell me what you see.
I do recognize one. I see DJ Mel.
Turnpike Troubadours.
That's Obama's DJ.
Wait a second. There's a lot of Obama DJs. There's been a lot of Obama.
Well, look how many, though. That's the other thing. I mean, you could.
I mean, that's a festival lineup.
Exactly.
Itself.
You could almost never leave.
I know. We were looking at a picture, but I need you to tell me who it is.
Well,
does Russ need to read it?
No, I can read it.
No, seriously, you don't need to tell me if you. You can tell me. You can be vulnerable if you can't.
Well,
see
I mean, there's. It's every night. The lineup is as big as the main lineup. I mean, do you want me to read them all? Brett Douglas, Flatland, Calvary. I mean, tell me when you hear a name you recognize.
We're going to be here for a while.
Mother Funk.
Okay, so let me ask you this. So this is the lineup that they're just doing. This is not like the Plaza stuff where you would see a Haley from Paramore show
this
up.
This is Plaza's. This is the Plaza schedules.
Oh. Okay.
Uh-huh, that's not even late night. And then they released the Who stage stuff, too.
So is anybody I know there?
Brie Kennedy? One of our...
No.
Sawyer...
You're just saying words.
I am. I'm just... Tell me when you recognize a name. Wax Owls.
See, you're just making up...
D-Wayne. C.C. Coakley.
This is the Bonnaroo... What is that game that we played where I made up
Bonnaroo
band names? When
you made
festival.
It... Fake Festival.
I think I see a few names on there I probably dated.
Yeah. Parrotfish.
Yeah. That's not a real band name.
That's right there.
That's not real.
It's right there. And I'm not. I don't mean to make light of these guys. Good for them. They're getting an opportunity to play. Mm-hmm. My point, if anything, is like you just said.
Well,
you could never go into Center Room.
But I thought that the Plaza had always there was a name or two that you could always like point as like oh
yeah, Paramore.
Even though what is that awful band from Nashville that.
You're going to have to narrow it down.
Yeah, it's a two-person, the Doses and Mimosas people, those kids. They were on there 1 year. The next year is Haley from Paramore. There's always a name out there. Well, like the Cage the Elephant did a pop-up private show, or not private show, but a pop-up surprise show out there.
They did, and Haley was in there because she curated one of the plazas.
So they haven't, so we don't have a specially curated plaza from an artist?
I don't think so.
Okay.
Well, they haven't announced all those. I mean, they list... Late night sets, dance parties, parades.
Okay.
I don't know if they're going to bring back the parades and secret shows.
Okay.
So
there's still more to come.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, then that makes me feel a bit better.
Yeah.
And I apologize. If you already have heard all of this, I'm sorry, but I don't know anything that's going on. So you're, I'm learning this all for the first time.
Like a Hayley Williams or somebody like that, you know, in their back pocket, they're not going to announce it in the forefront. They're
Yeah, I mean, it depends on ticket sales.
Yeah,
what they're looking at.
They might.
If ticket sales are slow, let's try and find somebody pretty quick. Jack Johnson all of a sudden is playing the seventh quarter. What is it called? What are the pods called? What was your pod called out there?
Plazas. They're called Plazas.
Oh, they're Plazas.
I was in pod two.
Is this your
first time going?
Yeah.
It's your first year.
I'm excited for you. This will be brand new for you.
I have lost a lot of bandwidth. I'll be honest with you.
I'm excited for you.
Thanks, buddy. I appreciate it. It's my first day. So the Plaza schedule's out. The late night shows are out. There was another thing that you just... how about the late night schedule in actual... what stage, which stage, the other stage? Is that out?
No.
They haven't announced the bands that are going to be playing late at night?
We haven't seen that yet, have we?
I don't think so.
No. I know Moon River comes out next Tuesday.
Oh, cool. That's a different festival.
I know it is, but same people is what I'm saying. I know they've told me when that schedule comes out, but I don't remember. Bonnaroo's. I haven't seen it.
I have not.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So we don't know. The only thing that I...
June's May, isn't it?
Huh?
Isn't that...
That's when they actually put the schedule out.
That's what I'm saying.
But I thought they would have announced at least who's playing late night. Like, give me the stem for a second. Like, for instance, we know for a fact that Illenium is going to be a 1 o'clock in the morning, which stage act, right? We know that for a fact.
Yeah, that's it.
Illenium. Okay, so that's what I was talking
about. Yeah, I'm sorry.
That's exactly what I'm looking for. On Friday, King Gizzard and Lizard Wars is you know, probably a witch, or this tent, right? Goose is probably a that tent. Denzel Curry... You know, you're over there on a tent. Illenium, you think they put them on the other, or you think they put them late night at Witch?
Witch.
See, that's what I'm
going to guess Witch.
That's the conversation, right?
Yeah.
So, Flume, do they put Flume, Mark Ribble, or however the hell you say his last name, him on the Witch would be incredible, but it's going to be a tent show for sure, right? Pigeons playing ping pong, that's a tent show. No Sunday night, huh? Well, I guess we're done after, what's her name? All right. Interesting.
Yeah.
See, this is the other thing. Thursday, I thought there would be a little bit more late night stuff than that. There's got to be more to be announced here, right? There's more than five late night shows on Friday. Am I wrong to assume that?
Sounds about right.
Really?
But again, we don't know what all is going on in the plazas.
Oh, yeah. Good point.
You know?
Okay.
So... I was thinking, you know, we always make our schedules when it comes out. We all spend all these days leading up to it. It's so many choices now. I can't even imagine trying to say I'm going to do this.
Well, do we want to put out our mock schedule? Do we all want to take
We got to get Stone. We got to get Stone to do it, just so you know we can.
I love getting stoned.
Make fun of him because how wrong it is.
Oh, Brian Stone. I thought you just wanted us just generally to get stoned.
No, laminate, Mr. Laminate. We got to get him to do his laminated schedule.
So that's what we'll do. We'll do a fill in the blank. We'll make our own schedule and see who gets closest.
Yeah, so we can then go through it, and you can point out and say, Brian, he's not even on the schedule.
Yeah.
He's dead now.
Yeah, it's just nothing but Pink Floyd cover band, Pearl Jam, sure.
Yeah, in my car.
Sit in my car, sing along to the Shins, get high and swing.
This whole time
shit
is blocked out. Here's me in my car listening to Pearl Jam.
Me with some blue-haired girl. Yeah, sure. I get it. So let's do that. And by the way, speaking of we got the winner, right? You guys talked to the winner?
Yes.
Yeah, David.
Who was it?
David Grimes.
Oh, yeah.
David Grimes.
What about Grimey? How's he?
He's doing great.
He was the one where you looked very svelte.
Yeah, he nailed it.
He looked great.
He nailed it.
Yeah.
Yeah. He really knew his audience.
There was no question. Yeah, the only thing he could have done better was send cash.
Was that the... By the way, we're not opposed to being bribed entirely for whatever you need. So was that the one where in the background there was a picture of the stage and on the sign it said a baby?
No.
Oh, I like that one. I like that one a lot.
I thought they were all great.
They honestly, every single one was amazing.
Yeah, baby. Uh-huh. It's a baby.
Yeah.
And they all got gift packages this week. And the mail actually, it took only about 3 days. I've already seen pictures of
What did everybody get?
Oh, yeah. Send us pictures if you're wearing. Everybody got a shirt.
Lovely T-shirt and a sticker and a koozie.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
Do we have more like gear that we're going to... I mean, you know what you should do? I have an idea. If you write us send us something. Send us anything you want. Barry will send you something from this room. And you can start clearing out some shit.
Man.
Wow.
There's a lot of good stuff in here. There's a signed Elvis poster over there. You could be winning a signed Elvis poster.
Yeah, you just endeared yourself to my wife. Yeah.
Like I needed to.
Yeah. Yeah. Send me a self-addressed and you might get a lamp.
A lamp.
You might
get basically a garage sale for Barry.
You might. And it may or may not work.
Whose football trophy is that? Well, yeah, I know it's trophies. Not yours.
Hang on a second. Hang on.
There's trophies.
Hang on. I gotta get there. This. Hang on. Oh, wait. Remember when I said that about dust? I lied.
If you're watching this on video, look at that.
Look at that dusty.
Look at that. Oh, there you go. Nice.
Yeah.
By the way, there's no returns on anything.
No. No returns.
It's yours to keep.
Yours.
Player of the Week, 2006. I guarantee you I'm the first one to pick this up since 2006.
Since I put it in that spot.
Since you put it right here, yeah.
There's my signed autographed photos of Oprah and Reggie White.
Oprah, really?
Oprah.
You could win a signed autographed photo from Oprah?
Yeah.
This seems like a really great contest, guys. I feel like we need to keep the contest going.
I'm so excited.
Going.
You have no idea. I'm looking around.
Something from Barry's basement.
So how do we enter this incredible contest that's going to change lives forever?
All I need is an address.
That's all you need.
Send us an email with your address.
Yeah. I can't send the lamp. You're going to have to pay for the lamp shipping because that's expensive.
Okay. And along the way, you'll probably get a sticker and a koozie, too?
Yes. Okay. Yes.
Still got some of those?
Yeah, we've got plenty of T-shirts and koozies.
Do you want to set up like a Patreon so that you can at least get shipping costs covered?
You know, I don't know if you saw last week's episode where we had David Grimes on. But
you know what? I'm going to let you guess the answer to that.
I bragged on Taco and our website. Our website looks amazing.
He's done a great job.
And I bring that up because there's a merch link if you want a T-shirt or a koozie. I've got a few stickers.
How about this? You buy something from the merch site, and Barry throws in something from this house along with it.
You get a personal item along with your.
I like
shipping.
That. Yeah,
it could be a CD of the Ozark Mountain Daredevils.
That's a good one.
The Car Over the Lake album.
Oh, nice! You
That's
know,
a good
I'm
one.
Really getting into CDs lately.
I am getting into CDs lately. Yeah.
You might expect to pay upwards of $100.
Oh my God! You could do one.
But order now.
What was that thing that we did as a kid? Not you, but what was that thing that we did as a kid where we you signed up and you got 30 CDs for 20 cents?
Columbia. That's where a lot of these came from.
2022 Columbia House is Quarters House. So yeah. Make
first eight are free.
First eight.
And then you're committed.
What if that is it? We create a thing where you get a shipment from Barry's house every month.
You know what else?
A month. I love it.
You get a new CD or something from his house every month.
You know what else we have still are mixtapes.
We do have some.
We do have a lot of mixtapes left,
we have
huh?
Mixtapes and
I can record more if there's demand.
Yeah, so sign up and buy a shirt.
Yeah.
You'll be amazed at what you get.
Yeah, you know what? You could be going home with Terry Bradshaw's book, It's Only a Game.
It's a good book.
It's a good book.
Can't get rid of that.
All right.
Maybe that's off limits.
All right, so there you go. That's our next contest. Sign up today, thewhatpodcast.com. Anything else we need to get to today, guys?
Not that I can think of.
All right, well, I'm just happy to see you.
Yeah. Just glad to have you here.
All right.
Wish you luck. in New York. Yeah.
Boy, we'll see.
Moving to the big
city. I don't envy you.
Well, this is like Babe 2 in, you know. Because it goes to the big city. It goes to New York. Or Home Alone 2. Sequel is like, oh, it's like they take the character and go to the big city. Uh-huh. Home Alone 2 is lost in New York. Babe 2 is in the big city.
Of all the movies that are set in New York.
Your face when he said that.
Lord Taco chose Babe 2. Was it a baby or a babe?
No, a babe was a pig.
Was a pig.
Oh, got him.
Yeah.
Well, look who's talking to. Set in New York.
See?
Some babies.
This is a thing. Every sequel is like a moves to the big city type. Babe 2. You probably got a copy of it somewhere. We'll pull it out and watch it.
I bet I do over there. I bet I do. There's no telling
what. Not much Babe 2.
You know what you might get?
Sit by. We're going to live stream watching Babe 2.
You might get some VCR tapes recorded by Kelly's dad of
just
like
a view of the family?
Matlock episode.
Matlock episode. Wow.
Man.
You got any Rockford Files?
Or Mannix? You know, we've been watching Mannix. It's terrible. It's not as good as I remember. Never is, right?
Never is. Never holds up. But you know it does hold up when you rewatch it. Babe 2 always holds up. All right, that's what podcast. We'll talk to you about random shit next week. All right, see you later.
Consequence Podcast Network.
Oh, hello there, friend. This is Brad Steiner.
I'm Barry Corder.
After you check out the latest episode of the What Podcast, be sure to check out some of the other great programs on the Consequence Podcast Network, including...
Rootsland. It's an original story of two friends who take a musical and spiritual journey from the suburbs of Long Island to the streets of Kingston, Jamaica.
Or Kyle Meredith with... where you can find interviews with all of your favorite musicians and bands. Hosted by our guy, Kyle Meredith. New episodes air weekly on Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. Head to consequence.net to listen to these podcasts and many great others.